62.0 EDG 01050420280814 Audio Continued from 61.0. Let's now talk a little more about its traction arms. To achieve a robust mechanism, it's possible to add two more rods near the first two. However, this would involve another series of separate recesses and potentially unnecessary complexity to the assembly. Another option would be to widen the traction arms. As mentioned previously, this device must be able to operate with only one motorized movement system, even if there are two. This system must therefore be robust. Robust does not mean heavy. Good triangulation should allow for strong arms with minimal flexibility, ensuring precise alignment. Assuming only one motorized unit is in operation, one or two alignment rods will need to be present inside the housing to maintain a high level of precision. The motor, and the section to be cleared, could be released electrically. Here, a question arises: should we maintain traction when the assembly is not in use, or do the opposite, that is, release traction even if the tractor arm is not operating? Here, I opt for the second option. Why? In the event of a problem with this system, it will be easier to release it if traction is not already applied to the tractor arms. You are probably wondering why the rods don't penetrate directly into the station? As much as possible, I would like to avoid drilling through the module shell. However, there could be an exception. If the wall thickness is truly significant, this option could resurface for mechanical simplification. There are other methods for moving a motorized arm. Consider a circular mechanical assembly located on the module's shell into which the rods could be inserted. Currently, cameras are used to precisely target the docking point of spacecraft, and that's excellent. The problem, as we understand it, lies in the speed. It must be slow, very slow. Do the astronauts have to remain motionless during this phase? I'll stop there, I think you get the point. Now let's talk about this magnetic disc. Experiments on magnetism have shown that a ball can be held fixed and centered in a magnetic field. If this is possible, I don't see why it would be any different with a ring. There are several advantages to having a tractor arm. One of its advantages is the speed of docking during the alignment phase. On the internet, I've seen that there are hinged cones, and also cones that can be completely removed once docking is complete. Would it be possible to keep these cones as a backup plan, following this new approach to mechanical docking? That's another question. This question has far-reaching consequences. Alignment isn't the only factor to consider. During docking, thermal equilibrium, pressure, leak confirmation, and shared permits are other factors that increase the time it takes to transfer from one vehicle to another. Overall, without going into detail, this tractor arm could simplify certain mechanical aspects of the connection, and this requires further analysis. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is May 5, 2026.